Hey, howdy. No matter where you live, no matter what country, Canada, England, Brazil, Nicaragua, wherever you live, and particularly in America, people are fascinated and concerned about the upcoming election in November. It's coming up sooner than later. I mean, will the country go to the left? Will it go to the right? Will it do what's right or will it do what's wrong? I mean, liberalism, I gotta tell you, breathing, it's a reflex. If it required any brain power whatsoever, liberals would suffocate. That's kind of liberalization, liberalism, pick a word, right? Liberals are bad. They want to just think for us, and it's like we don't have a mind. I mean, come on, this Harris woman, I mean, she's a messed up person, really messed up. She doesn't know what a woman is. She doesn't know what a wall is. She doesn't know what money is. She doesn't know people. She doesn't know what she doesn't know. She's nuts. You know, she must move to Venezuela. I know, everybody knows except her. She doesn't know what she doesn't know. Harris, you know what? It's interesting that she's adopting Trump's policies. These people on the left, they'll do anything they can to get elected. They lie, they cheat. I mean, she's making some statements that are astonishing. I fixed the border. What? Tens of millions of people have come through the border because of her. And now she's saying, I fixed it. I could have done more, but these Republicans, they wouldn't work with me. There's an invasion going on in your country and you're the vice president. You need the Republicans. I don't think so. Quit blaming Trump. I mean, it's not his fault. He's the one that started the wall. And now she's saying, I'll build the wall, pieces of it. And she's got other things as well. Trump says whatever Trump says. She's now echoing. It's kind of like it's her idea. Maybe she's going to vote for Trump. Just saying. Who knows? Robert Kennedy. He supports and backs Donald Trump. That's interesting. I mean, his sister, though, she comes out or then publicly called him names. And how dare he? Now, this highlights liberalism because, you know, the Kennedy family, they symbolize liberalism. I can't say it, but I can think it. Oh, I've often said to liberals, sell me, convince me, I want to come over. You guys look like you're having a good time. I want to become a liberal. And they can't sell me because there's nothing there that's saleable. In any event, back to this, his family symbolizes liberalism. And you know what? We need a vaccine for liberalism because what she said was effectively, you have an opinion that's different than mine. How dare you? You're entitled to have an opinion. People in families have different opinions. What does that mean? Do you out them? Do you go on national or international television and online stuff and say, my brother's an idiot? I mean, that's not nice. Shut up. Good bloody grief. And then you swing over to California. You want crazy? They've got crazy. The lawmakers there in California, they have a new rule or law coming out that I'm pretty sure will get passed because that's what happens there. They're saying, home loans. Let's give home loans to undocumented, which is illegal. Illegal. They don't get that word. Illegal. People come into the country illegally. California, they give them driver's licenses, they give them money, they do all kinds of things. But now they're saying, if you come across illegally, we have this new program. And it's a measure, okay? Immigrants eligible for the California Dream for All. California Dream for All loan program. It's a state funded program, will give $150,000 to an illegal person. No need to rob a bank anymore, all you illegal people. If you want to be a crook, all you do is move to California, they give you money. It's legal to steal up to, I think it's 900 and some odd dollars in a store. Any store, if you steal, you can't be charged. Who can even make this stuff up? And now they're saying up to $150,000. If you got to prove first that you broke the law, I'm never going to lend you money so you can go and buy a house. Wow. Lastly, here my little rant today, Trump. I like his emails. I get a lot of emails from a lot of politicians, and it's always about money. They can't even say Merry Christmas without saying donate. Trump does say Merry Christmas without donating. He's the only one, I think. But this is his kind of standard email now, which again is kind of cute. Trump fundraising email. If you and your family are struggling under the Marxist Harris Biden regime, I don't want you to even think about donating. From the bottom of my heart, your patriotic support for the MAGA already means the world to me. That's marketing, but still, it kind of says something. Hey, oh, the whole world's watching there, Trumpster. Y'all better win because these left-wing wackos, they will influence every other country, particularly Canada. That long border, I mean, Canada needs to kind of get over to the right, right? I this left business, it's painful. Y'all come back. See ya.